Eco-extremists claim credit for deflating tires of 2,000 SUVs. By Kurt Sindelka on April 2, 2022. A group of eco-extremists have taken credit for deflating the tires of thousands of SUVs across Britain to supposedly help save the environment. A climate change activist group who referred to themselves as the Tire Extinguishers claim that, over the past month, they have taken the air out of 2,000 sports utility vehicles, SUVs. Attention, your gas guzzler kills, reads the leaflet they purport to leave on the cars they deflate. We have deflated one of more of your tires. You'll be angry, but don't take it personally. It's not you, it's your car. We did this because driving around urban areas in your massive vehicle has huge consequences for others. The eco leaflet, which has been translated into multiple languages, continues. Those driving hybrid or electric cars are not exempt from the ire of the tire extinguishers, with the radicals claiming that they are still polluting, dangerous, and cause congestion. You'll have no difficulty getting around without your gas guzzler. With walking, cycling, or public transport, the extremists assert. Taking credit for putting thousands of others at risk in a statement on Friday, the tire extinguishers said, so far, the tire extinguishers have disarmed nearly 2,000 SUVs in the UK. In Brighton, London, Manchester, Birmingham, Sheffield, Bristol, and Edinburgh, in repeated actions. Plans are being made to launch the tire extinguishers leaflet in four other languages as interest grows internationally. Some affected by the group's extreme tactics have warned about the potentially dangerous consequences of deflating tires, especially given that SUVs are popular vehicles for larger families in Britain. One mother is reported by Kent Live as having said, "You let down my tires and I didn't notice until I started driving with my three children in my car. My car is fully electric. We also had a child that required to be at the hospital for an appointment in the city. Thankfully we had a second car." Some law enforcement forces have begun to catch on to the group, including the Sussex Police, which released CCTV footage to the public in the hopes of identifying two radicals who had deflated an SUV in Brighton and Hove. A spokeswoman for the tire extinguishers, Marion Walker, told the Daily Mail, "Unless a bobby is posted beside every SUV in the country 24 hours a day, we don't expect anyone to be apprehended. Better to break the law than allow these killer vehicles to continue to be used on our streets." With spring weather approaching in Britain, eco-activism has begun emerging from its annual state of hibernation. Aside from the tire-deflating antics of the extinguishers, another group, dubbed Just Stop Oil, has begun imposing road blockades around key oil depots and terminals across the country in order to disrupt shipments of much-needed energy. The group was joined by Extinction Rebellion, the largest and most prominent eco-extremist group in the country, who claim to have taken control of three areas of strategic importance to the UK's energy network on Friday. Just Stop Oil was once again attempting to block oil transport on Saturday, claiming to have enacted a road blockade at the Titan Truck Park in Essex, which is the access point for the tunnel network at the Navigator and Grays oil terminals in Essex. The actions from the eco-extremists threatened to further increase prices, with average families already under considerable stress as the nation's energy cap was increased by 54% on Friday amid the global energy crisis. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.